Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please subscribe, download, comment, like, and share. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come and ask you to extend your hand of healing down to each and every person who needs to be healed mentally, Father God. Someone needs to be healed from a chemical imbalance. Someone needs to be healed, Father God, from bipolar disorder. Somebody needs to be healed, Father God, from autism, Father God. Someone needs to be healed from depression, Father God. Someone needs to be healed from Alzheimer's and dementia, Father God. Someone needs to be healed from schizophrenia. Someone needs to be healed from schizophrenia with multiple personality. Someone needs to be healed from borderline personality disorder. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, someone needs to be healed from ADHD, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever the situation is, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will reach down and touch that person the way that they need to be touched and healed and delivered, oh God. I pray that you will heal and deliver those, Father God, who are suffering, Father God, from panic attacks and anxiety, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I come to you, Father God, asking to heal those, Father God, who's broken inside, Father God, who are still dealing with trauma, Father God, childhood trauma, Father God. Maybe someone has gone through a divorce, Father God, and it has traumatized them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, maybe someone was molested or raped, Father God, and it has traumatized them, Father God. Maybe someone has seen someone get murdered or get stabbed, Father God, and it has traumatized them, Father God. Maybe someone has seen someone get mugged, Father God, in the name of Jesus, or seen someone, Father God, get abused, Father God, and it has traumatized them, Father God. Maybe someone was in a car accident and it has traumatized them, Father God. Maybe someone has fallen, Father God, and it has traumatized them, Father God. Maybe someone was in a fire and it has traumatized them, Father God. I pray that you will heal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Maybe, Father God, someone has lost their animal, Father God. Maybe their dog passed away or they had to put their dog or cat down, Father God, or another pet down, Father God, and it has traumatized them, Father God. Maybe someone has been traumatized, Father God, from having to go to the morgue, Father God, and identify a loved one's body, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Maybe someone is grieving on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Maybe someone's heart is filled with sorrow on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, maybe someone is stressed out on today, Father God, and they need to be healed and delivered from stress, Father God. Maybe they are stressed out about their children, Father God, because their children are in the street. Maybe their children is in a gang, Father God. Maybe their children is out there prostituting, Father God. Maybe their children is out there human trafficking or sex trafficking, Father God, or pimping, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe their child is out there drug dealing, Father God. Maybe their child is addicted to drugs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone needs to be delivered from fentanyl, Father God. Someone needs to be delivered, Father God, from flocka, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone needs to be delivered from cocaine. Someone needs to be delivered from crack and heroin, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone needs to be delivered from vaping, Father God, and from cigarettes and from alcohol and from marijuana, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Someone needs to be delivered from crystal meth, oh God. Somebody needs to be delivered from opiates, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone needs to be delivered from pornography, Father God, and strip clubs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone needs to be delivered, Father God, from social media, Father God. Someone needs to be delivered from bullying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, someone needs to be delivered from games, Father God, and from television, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Whatever the situation is, Father God, whatever the circumstances are, Father God, you have the power to deliver us, Father God. You have the power to sustain us, Father God, through your Holy Spirit, Father God. So I pray on today, Father God, that you would deliver those who are having suicidal thoughts, Father God. I pray for those who have had suicidal attempts, Father God. Maybe someone is cutting themselves in secret, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe someone is harming themselves in secret, Father God. I pray that you will reveal it, Father God. What's done in the dark, Father God, bring it to the light, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Maybe some wife, Father God, is cheating on their husband. Maybe a husband is cheating on his wife, Father God. I pray that you will bring it to light, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, for those who may be going through a divorce, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will help them through this trying time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, whatever the situation is, Father God, maybe someone, Father God, may be going to prison, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Maybe they may be going to prison and they didn't even do anything wrong, Father God. They have been wrongly convicted, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will turn it around for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray for those that are in death row, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone is in prison and they deserve to be in prison, Father God, but you told us that we had to forgive, Father God. But just because we forgive others, Father God, doesn't mean that we have to break bread with them. Just because we forgive someone, Father God, doesn't mean, Father God, that we have to allow them into our personal space, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. It doesn't mean, Father God, that we have to sit there, Father God, and have a conversation with them, Father God. Lord God, we can forgive, Father God, and we can choose to keep our peace. We can forgive and choose to keep our joy. We can forgive and choose to keep our happiness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Just because we forgive doesn't mean that we have to keep putting ourselves in harm's way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, for whatever it is that we need healing from, whatever it is that we need deliverance from, Father God. Someone needs healing, Father God, from cancer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone needs healing, Father God, from multiple sclerosis, Father God. Someone needs healing from sarcoidosis, Father God. Someone needs healing from myocarditis, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to heal those who need healing from asthma, Father God, arthritis, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon those with COPD and emphysema, Father God, bronchitis, tuberculosis, Father God. Look down upon those with congestive heart failure, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Look down upon those with pancreatic cancer. Look down upon those with prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, Father God, colon cancer, Father God, uterus cancer, Father God, ovary cancer. Look down upon those who have fibroids, Father God. Look down upon those, Father God, who has spinal stenosis. Look down upon those, Father God, who have back pain, Father God, sciatic pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Knee pain, Father God. Look down upon those with scapular pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon those, Father God, with that have spinal cord injuries, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon those who are suffering from migraines, Father God. Look down upon those who have aneurysms, oh God. Look down upon those with blood clots, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Look down upon those with cataracts, Father God, and glaucoma, Father God. Look down upon those who are deaf. Look down upon those who are blind, in the name of Jesus. Look down upon those who have allergies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I just come and ask you, Father God, that you will heal us, Father God, and deliver us from all unrighteousness. Deliver us from all sickness, from all pain, Father God, from all hurt, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Have your way in our our lives, Father God. Do what only you can do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Do, Father God, what medication can't do. Do what surgery can't do, Father God. Do what psychiatrists can't do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, do what our pastors can't do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to turn to you, Father God. Help us to yield and surrender all to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're expecting a miracle, oh God. We're expecting unexpected blessings on today, Father God. So, Lord God, I just pray, Father God, that your hand of healing, Father God, will be upon each and every person's life. I pray that you will heal, Father God, wombs on today. Those, Father God, who said that the doctor said they can't get pregnant, they can't carry a child. I pray that you will open up their wombs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Look down upon their fallopian tubes. Look down upon their uterus. Look down upon their ovaries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you will touch them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal them, Father God. Allow them to be able to not only get pregnant, but allow them, Father God, to be able to carry their child to full term, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look down upon those with polycystic ovarian syndrome, Father God. Look down upon those with polycystic kidney disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray for those who suffer from a dry mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I just come and ask you, Father God, that you will continue to be with us, oh God. Walk with us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us and lift us up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. May heaven smile down upon you is my prayer. God bless you.